Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Ryan Roulette, Artistic Director of Roundhouse Theater.
And we're here because we're talking about Throw Me on the Burn Pile and Light Me Up, man. If you don't like that title, then get out of here. It's an awesome title. It runs virtually through roundhousetheater.org now through June 13th. Thanks so much for joining us. Always love talking with you, Ryan.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so real quick, start with what the premise is.
Yeah, so it's an autobiographical or semi-autobiographical play that is about Lucy's period of when she was in fourth grade of serving as her assistant to her father, who was a lawyer who represented men on death row.
Gotcha. And it's tell me about the setting. Like, obviously you got the death row stuff, but where does she live? Like the small farmhouse, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it all takes place in southern Georgia, where, you know, her dad actually practiced law in the in northern Florida, but she sets the whole play in southern Georgia, and it deals very much with what we have talked about here is the fact that the play deals a lot with what we want to call white trash. It's a derogatory term on purpose. It is used in a derogatory way in the play, but the idea of trash and people as trash, the way in which we discard those that have less than the rest of us. And people who commit crimes is brought up in a big way in the play. And it's, you know, like so much of what we do here, it's a play that really, tries to expand empathy for, people that we might not understand and might not, you know much about.
Awesome. Yeah. I love that you're showing sort of the rural side of things here, you know, the, taking the term, quote, the derogatory term white trash and exploring it. Yeah, because it's such a good point. Because, you know, a lot of times when you say low income, you think of a lot of plays that are like, oh, we're going to show the plight of the inner city or whatever, that stereotype. But like, it's nice that, yeah, low income can also mean people struggling out, you know, Appalachia or in this case, the Deep South, you know.
Exactly.
I grew up with a lot of those folks in that area.
And we don't see stories about the rural poor much anywhere, much, you know, specifically in theater. And so that was one of the big things that attracted us to this early on. I also love the fact that, you know, it is told from a fourth grader's perspective, right? It is a child's eye view of very grown-up issues. And that's something that Lucy does incredibly well. If you've seen any of the movies that she's written, Beasts of the Southern Wild, you know, she's got a new one that's getting ready to come out, but also recently did Troop 4, I'm going to forget the name of it, Troop 451, I think it's called. Troop Zero on, I don't know where 451 came from.
You're getting it from Fahrenheit 451.
Probably, yes. But from, she did a Troop Zero that recently came out. And, you know, she is just a really genius at using sort of the innocence of childhood to explore things that kids often don't fully understand in the same way that adults do, but it provides sort of a different spin on it and allows you to look at it in a fresh way. And that is certainly what happens in this play. You know, she's thrown into the deep end in trying to help her dad defend these men who have been convicted of horrible things. And as her dad says, I'm not defending what they did. I'm defending who they are as people. And she learns about empathy in a big, big way in this play. And you can sort of see it filter into how she deals with her life in school and at home and everything else. So it's incredibly funny. I mean, it sounds very dark when I describe it, but it's super, super funny. It's beautiful Southern storytelling. And our actor, Beth Hilton, plays, I think, 10 different roles in doing this and is purely, a genius. I mean, she just knocks it out of the park. It's a stunning performance. You know, she plays a 10-year-old and 10 other different roles during the course of the show.
I got you. So it's the same adult actress. She's just playing different, all the different ages.
Exactly. She plays everybody from her dad to her 10-year-old self, to her adult self, to her teachers, to some of the people that her dad represents on death row. It's an amazing tour de force performance.
Wow. Yeah. And then, I assume it's, you know, it's a one person performance, but it's, you know, the challenge of doing that virtually too. Like, when was this filmed? Like, how many days, all that stuff?
It was filmed over, 3 days. So the way we have been doing this, is Equity will, our union, will only allow us to tape the full show, you know, from beginning to end, not stopping. So we can't really do it like a film and edit different scenes together and things like that. So what we do is we run it a couple of times and we film the whole thing a couple of times. So we make sure that we get a really good take of it in, and we film it from a couple of different angles. But yeah, I mean, it's a very different process than what we're used to for live theater, because we shot this thing, you know, my work on it has been done for weeks now. Right. We actually just finished shooting the film of the next piece. So now we're just in the phase of running it where normally people would be coming to the theater every day. Instead, people are just logging on at home. And man, we miss people coming to the theater, and we're so excited to get people back soon.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. All right, cool. Well, yeah, I mean, you mentioned that, you know, that it's by Oscar nominated author Lucy Alibar. And man, if listeners haven't seen Beast of the Southern Wild, go back and check it out. It was I think it won Sundance in like 2012, but that performance by Quvenzhané Wallace was just so awesome as a child actor. So it's such a great little movie. And, I still think that I still hear that music playing in my head. I can recall a few scores. Remember? It's great.
It's a gorgeous piece. And, you know, the interesting thing is so many of the themes that she goes over in that are themes that she revisits in this, too. So if you love that, I think you will absolutely love this one.
Oh, yeah. Also, definitely. And when you were saying that it's, you know, when it's from a child's perspective, death row inmates in the South, you know, of course you think of, like, To Kill a Mockingbird. Any tie-ins with that, or how does it contrast?
I mean, not purposefully, but, I mean, it absolutely, I think, you know, many, many, many people who have seen it have said that it feels in a way like a contemporary version of To Kill a Mockingbird. But she didn't set out to write that per se. She was truly just writing stories about her father. I think the thing that ties it more closely to her other work is the father-daughter relationship, which she really digs into in all of her work in a big way. And in that case, you know, I think with this piece, she's looking at it in ways that are similar to the way that she did in Beasts of the Southern Wild. Gotcha. Probably, you know, it has echoes of Mockingbird, just because of it being, you know, a lawyer representing men in death row in the South, and, you know, a daughter and all those things. But, I think that was less purposeful than it was just to tell the true story of her life growing up.
Gotcha, gotcha. Well, it sounds fascinating. Can't wait to watch it. When people log on to watch it, I assume they go on, you know, on roundhousetheater.org. What's the deal? How much is a ticket? How long is it? How long is the runtime? All that good stuff.
It's not a long show at all. It only runs about an hour and a half. In fact, all of the shows that we have been doing, all the ones that we've been doing as digital programs, we've been trying to keep to an hour, hour and a half, because I think people's, you know, ability to spend a lot of time watching something on their computer or on television at home is more limited. Digital access for it is $32, $32.50, I think, with the fee that's included. And yeah, once you buy the ticket, we'll send you information about how to access your tickets. You just follow the link and you log on to your account and you watch it on Roundhouse's webpage.
Awesome. Well, it sounds great. Can't wait to check it out, everybody. Check it out. And let's see. It runs now. Remind me the dates. Now through June 13th, right?
Now through June 13th. Anytime you want to see it.
Awesome. Again, it's called Throw Me on the Burn Pile and Light Me Up. Love the title.
Me too. Jason, thank you so much.
Bye.